Now, what I want to do tonight, I want to run. I'm going to start. We're teaching some heavy stuff on Sundays. I mean, this stuff is good, folks. If you haven't been at least, getting a CD or get your notes and go over them and so forth, get that in your system. If you need a Bible, by the way, raise your hand and you get it. Oh, I want to welcome all of our internet viewers as well. Praise God. We have, hundreds of internet viewers usually on Wednesday night and maybe thousands. But on Sunday, I know we do have thousands. But I just want to welcome you and let you know that we're going to have a good time tonight. Praise God. You're tuned into the right place. But these things that we're teaching on Sundays, make sure you get it down in your spirit now, because the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. It addeth no sorrow with it. Praise God. It brings things to you. It does things for you. And I remember what I taught on Sunday, the blessing knows what to do. Yeah. Knows what to do. In the wintertime, the ducks know to fly south, you know what I mean? You don't need to have to push them out and tell them about it. They know what to do. So the blessing knows what to do. And if you just get that blessing and release that blessing, it'll affect every area of your life. So you got to get faith in it, though, because you can't just say it. You got to say it in faith. All right. And faith comes how? By hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All right. Let's open our Bibles. Let's go to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. Looks like these lights change from every time I come in here. It's just different way these lights. So remind me to talk to somebody about these lights. It looks like they're different every time I come in here. Sometimes I can see you all and sometimes I can't. Okay, Mark chapter 10. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach this, and then we'll slide on into our lesson tonight after we receive the offering. But I want to make it so that this would be a part. If you buy the tape tonight, you'll get this as well that I'm going to teach you. That's how important I think it is. In Mark chapter 10, this is, you've heard it before, verse 17. And when he was gone forth and away, there one came one running to him, kneeling him, and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why call me good? There's none good but one, and that's God. Thou knowest commandments: do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not kill, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and thy mother." And he answered and said to him, "Master, all these have I observed from my youth." Now he gave him six do nots. As you remember, there were 10 commandments. Am I right about it? But he gave him six. And then the man answered and said, "All these have I observed from my youth." And then Jesus, beholding him, verse 21, he loved him. He said to him, "Well, there's one thing you lack." Now this is going to be the seventh commandment. Got it? And that seven is the number of completion. But it's interesting about six. There were 6 days, am I right? And then there was one more day called the what? Sabbath day, or the seventh day. So that was, we use it and talk about it as God's day. Am I right about it? So it's interesting that six represents human effort. That there's things that you can do yourself. There can be things that you can do yourself. But then he goes into the seventh. And the seventh is the one that you can't do. And he says, I'm just going to keep reading and then I'll teach from this. "One thing you lack, go your way and sell what you have. Give to the poor and you'll have treasure in heaven. Come on, take up the cross and follow me." And he was sad at that saying. He went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about and said to the disciples, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?" Now, somebody who doesn't understand the scriptures thinks that somebody rich cannot enter into heaven. Verse 24, but that's not what he was saying. Verse 24, and the disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answering again and said unto them, children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches enter into the kingdom of God. So you can have riches, but don't trust in them. It is easy for a camel to go through the eye of a needle and a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? Because they weren't poor. They didn't come from poor families. Most of these were business people or tax collectors or whatever have you. And verse 27, and Jesus looked round about and said, with men it's impossible, but not with God. For with God, what? All things are possible. All right, let's get into this thing and see what I want to say. Now, as I go through the Bible and I observe the things that God does, I see that just for the most part, what he asks us to do many times is beyond our own ability to do it. Own ability to do it in one way or another. I want to show you this now. It's not grievous. It's just beyond our own effort to do it. Now watch what I'm leading to here. If you go back to Genesis chapter 12, and in Genesis chapter 12, he said in verse 1, and the Lord God said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, into a land that I will show thee. And I'll make of you a great nation. I'll bless you, make your name great. You'll be a blessing. I'll bless those that bless you, curse those that curse you. And in these shall all families of the earth, be blessed. So Abraham departed, and as the Lord had spoken unto him. Now he departed, but he went into a land, come on down to verse 9, all right? He went into a land that was dry. There was nothing there. And as he went into that land, there was nothing there. He then pitched his tent and made a sacrifice. But in verse 9, he said, and Abraham journeyed, going on still toward the south. Now that wasn't the land that God told him to go to. He told him to go to a land that had no rain. And verse 10, and there was a famine in the land, and Abraham went down to Egypt to sojourn there. Now God was not directing him to Egypt. That was Abraham's idea. Because he knew that Egypt, they were eating pretty good. So he's going to go down to Egypt, okay? And you have animals that do that. They call them migratory animals. In other words, when grass is not growing in this area of the whatever land or country they are, animals will migrate. They will go somewhere where there is land. And God, many times, leads us to the place where it seems impossible. In other words, he leads us to a battle many times that we can't win. Or he leads us into a land that in the natural we cannot possess. In other words, you can't afford that. He leads us, I'm going to validate this, he leads us into a problem we can't solve. He leads us into places that require strength that we don't have. And patience that you don't have. But he does it on purpose, because that's God's way. Now remember what I said over in Mark chapter 10 in verse 27. With men it is impossible, but not with God.